Listeners will be reviewing the results from yesterday's election this hour, and we'll be taking your calls. How do you explain the Bay State's blue wave, even while much of the rest of the country voted red? Are you excited about four more years of a Patrick administration or not? What message do you have for our Democratic congressional delegation? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK, or comment online at wbur.org/Boston. The Massachusetts congressional race that attracted the most attention was in the 10th District. That's the seat held by the retiring Democrat Bill Delahunt. The GOP poured lots of money into supporting the Republican nominee for that seat, State Representative Jeff Perry. But the Democratic Party countered and launched a massive get-out-the-vote effort in support of District Attorney Bill Keating. Bill Keating won, and joining me now to talk about the campaign and his plans for his new job in Washington is Congressman-elect Bill Keating. Welcome back to Radio Boston, Bill, and congratulations.
Well, thanks, Sasha.
Bill Keating, this race was seen as winnable by the GOP, in part because it was the only open seat in the Bay State delegation, and that, of course, is a result of Congressman Delahunt deciding to retire. But the GOP didn't win. What do you think accounts for your victory?
Well, looking at the district, if you look at the legislative seats and some of the history in this district, it's a patchwork quilt of Republicans and Democrats. And this particular district, I think more than others, votes the person. And that was my perception when I entered the race. That's one of the reasons I thought it was a winnable seat for me. And I think it's one of the reasons we're able to win, because people do vote the person in this district.
You just called the district a patchwork quilt. And of course, there's been a lot made of that split in your district between Cape Cod and the South Shore. You're from the South Shore, where you did well. Perry is from the Cape, and he got more votes from the Cape than he did from the South Shore. I wonder if, looking at that split, you think that the priorities of voters are different on opposite sides of the Cape Cod Canal? And if so, how do you serve both of those communities?
Well, I was fortunate. I spent 10 years with a house that I built on Martha's Vineyard, and I spent a decade and a half in Monument Beach in Bourne, where I still have a house. So the divide to me, in my own personal experience, was not great. And I think we did very well on the Cape areas. We came very close in communities that had a strong Republican voting history, and we won communities that were historically, Republican voting communities on the Cape Cod and in the South Shore. So I think, again, it boils down to more and more in that district, you're seeing a larger number of independent voters and people that will vote the person.
So it sounds like you don't think you have a bridge you're going to have to try to, a divide you're going to have to bridge.
I think personally it helped me a great deal in this race with my knowledge. For instance, I went to the vineyard early on for a meeting on housing issues with a group of people. And I just started off telling them my experience on the vineyard, how I knew that, there was real needs and there was poverty there, and how there were great social needs, troubles for decades with self-medication, either through alcohol or drugs. And it was amazing because when I stopped, they said, "You've just saved us a half an hour of this meeting. You actually know what the island is like." And so I do think that was a huge advantage for me.
Bill Keating, you've talked about how you believe voters voted for a person. Now, a big part of your campaign actually had to do with voting against a person, and that was Jeff Perry, your opponent. He had a fair amount of baggage coming in. Most notably, of course, was his involvement in this illegal strip search of a young woman almost 20 years ago when Jeff Perry was a Wareham police officer. You call that his character issue, and you really hammered away at that. How much of that do you think had an impact on voters?
Well, I think it was an issue by his own admission in 2002 when he ran. It was an issue through his legislative career, and it was an issue in the Republican primary. I think what was different in the general election was the fact that I think people realized that in terms of the trust issue, there had been a pattern that was as recent as the bar application or college school credentials. So there are all these other issues, and I think perhaps that trust issue was underscored that way with voters in a different way. But I do think for any candidate, for any office, the foundation's laid on issues of trust.
Do you think that voters could have been voting against Jeff Perry more so than voting for you?
I think there were five candidates in the race, three independents. I do think that people end up in the end of the day voting for a person because they have to make choices. And when there are five people in a race, they have multiple choices. So in this instance, I do think that they ended up voting for the person, at least the majority of voters.
Now, Jeff Perry did get about 42% of the vote. What message do you take away from that he was able to get 42%?
Well, I think people, particularly in a federal office, people are upset at the status quo in Washington. There's no surprise about that. Just look across the country. But what's different is they also factored in the person. And I tried from the spring through the summer to the fall, and it really crystallized towards the end of the campaign, talking about things in the future. I talked about the need for jobs. I talked about, in a district that's 46% retirees, the issues of Wall Street protections and Social Security. These are the core issues for people, particularly in the environment we're in now. And by staying on those issues, talking about people that were considering retirement and how they were going to finance that, people that were retired, how they were going to finance that on fixed income, and talking about how we were going to bring in jobs for those people that were threatened with job loss or actually didn't have a job. People came out to vote on those issues. They didn't come out to vote based on a 30-second ad. They didn't come out to vote because of any slick slogans. They came out to vote because there are fundamental needs in their lives that weren't being met or they were afraid wouldn't be met.
Bill Keating, we have a caller from Worcester I want to bring in.
And
this is Dan. And Dan, what's your comment for Bill Keating?
Hey, well, congratulations, Mr. Keating.
Thank you.
I just wanted to bring up, of course, I live in Massachusetts. I voted the entire Democratic ticket yesterday when I did vote. The reason why I did, I think a lot of Massachusetts people understand that we have a very, very strong leader in Deval Patrick. And the Democrats came into Washington under extreme conditions. And we knew that it was going to take President Obama more than 2 years to fix the problems that we are facing. And I think the people in Massachusetts understand that, and they wanted to give him enough time to get the job done.
So, Dan, thanks for that. Bill Keating, sort of coming off that caller's question, there is still tough work ahead. What are your legislative priorities?
Well, first of all, I think he's correct. People are fundamentally fair, and voters are fundamentally fair. People here did realize that when Bill Clinton left office, there's a third of a $1 trillion surplus, that they were talking about ending the debt in the next 10 years. And I do think the voters here and across the state understood that, because if you don't understand that, then you couldn't get to the next step, which is going forward. And I do think that people, being fair, realized that there was so much at stake. We had a worldwide recession. We had two wars. We had a Wall Street meltdown. All that was on the plate of the president coming in. And I think people, being fair, will give them a chance. So we have to do those things. I think the Wall Street safeguards and protection are in place. We have to keep them in place. We have to also make sure we have jobs, permanent jobs. And one thing that a lot of Democrats, including myself, talked about was the necessity of new jobs, life science jobs, green jobs, permanent new industries for this country. And really, as I talked to people that wanted to look forward, that's what they wanted to hear.
Bill Keating, thank you very much for being available to us. Bill Keating is the congressman-elect from the 10th Congressional District in Massachusetts. Thanks, Bill.